Welcome, everyone, to our Minute with Mike. My name is Erin Whitney. I am the director of the Arctic Energy Office. I am here today with our senior advisor, Mike McElhaney. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Erin.
Mike, I understand you just returned from a trip to France where you were doing something special. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, Erin. I took my family to see the lovely Taylor Swift in concert in France, and then we toured the beaches of Normandy in the run up to the D-Day 80th anniversary. It was quite a movie, and then witnessed some of the Olympic preparations in Paris. So it was a very moving, powerful, and entertaining trip to France.
That sounds great and like an intersection of a bunch of terrific and fun activities. So, Mike, why do we need to talk about France and the Arctic?
Great question, Aaron. France occupies a unique position among countries' interests in the Arctic. As a observer at the Arctic Council, a member of the European Union, a member of NATO, and a permanent member of the UN Security Council, France is the only country that ticks all of those boxes together. And so France has a historic interest in maintaining the peace and stability of the region and furthering scientific exploration and knowledge in the region. They have a national Arctic strategy and large amounts of research going on, both on climate, on energy, and on the challenges that isolated communities face.
That's great. And it's really interesting to hear about France's connection to the Arctic, since we don't often think of it as an Arctic country or a country having a role in the Arctic. But speaking of your visits to Normandy, I understand that Arctic helped save D-Day. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So, as you may know, the D-Day invasion had to take place during a certain period of time when the weather would permit landing craft to be able to move from England to France without being disrupted by the weather. And both sides, both the Allies and the Axis, had very determined efforts to obtain weather information. Of course, satellites not having been invented yet. And the Nazis had placed many automated weather stations across Greenland and the coast of Canada to provide advanced weather forecasting that they could use to predict Allied operations, both in the air and in the sea. And the United States, Greenland, Canada spent a lot of effort finding these weather stations and destroying them so that the enemy could not benefit from having advanced weather forecasting. This paid off very well because the last German weather station in Greenland was destroyed a few weeks before D-Day. Had the Germans had access to that information, the information that the Allies had, they would have known that despite the severe weather in the English Channel that week, very strong storms, there was a 24-hour break in the weather coming. The Allies knew it was coming and were able to land on a day that Germany did not expect. Hence, the key role that Arctic science, Arctic communities played in securing access to the information needed to win World War II.
That is absolutely fascinating. I love that bit of trivia. So what is France doing that's new in the Arctic in 2024?
Just a few miles from the beaches of Normandy in the city of Cherbourg, France began construction just a few weeks ago of a new floating research station, the Terra Polar Station, that will be able to house Arctic researchers in a custom-made floating station to collect climate, oceanography, and other observations without impacting the environment by being able to float instead of propelling itself. Of course, there's a long history of floating stations in the Arctic, but this will be one of the few custom-built, environmentally friendly, and frankly, adequate facilities ever in a floating station. So it will be a major contributor to Arctic knowledge, hopefully when it's commissioned later in the year and then begins science shortly thereafter. So a very exciting time. Regarding your earlier comment, Aaron, you know, we don't often think of France and the Arctic, But compared to some other countries that claim to be near Arctic countries, France, by virtue of its North Atlantic territory of Saint-Pierre and Miquelon off the northeast coast of Canada, is actually much closer to the Arctic Circle than several countries that claim to be near Arctic states. So France, if that were a category of country, France would be among the most eligible because of that unique island off the coast of Canada.
Thanks. It will be very interesting to follow the progress of that floating station. Of course, my mind goes to the question of where it will be and where it will float, but we shall see. Of course, we always have to wrap up these segments with your favorite food and place in the country we're discussing. So, Mike, what's yours? And then I'll tell you mine.
My favorite food in France is by far steak tartare. I will never turn down an opportunity for steak tartare. It's absolutely delicious, my favorite food. My favorite place in France would be the American Cemetery over Omaha Beach. It's absolutely powerful and moving, and I think every American should take the opportunity to visit it if they find themselves in Europe and see the sacrifice that was made, not just for our country, but for the whole world.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. My favorite food is the croissant. It is just better in France than everywhere else, probably because of the sheer amount of butter involved. And I have not been to the place that you mentioned, Mike, but I did spend some time as a college student in Annecy, near Lake Annecy, and loved that area with the mountains and the water. So I hope I get to go visit France again someday, and I'm inspired to follow up with some of these notes. So that wraps it up for us. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Aaron. Bye.